You're, I'm LJ.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Stevie Nicks.
And we're Knicks fans.
And welcome to Knicks Anonymous.
Myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Fast break to Walt Frazier. Frazier then slows it down. It's picked up by Jerry West at the top of the post. Three.
The New York Knicks.
Here's David Stern with the announcer.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Bernard looking for 50, and he's got it. Back to back 50 point games for Bernard King.
Anthony for three.
Johnson cuts left, now fires a three, it is good, and he's fouled! It counts, and he is fouled!
Barrett drives down, this time finishes with a third.
Year, what it do, New York? Welcome back to another episode of...
Knicks Anonymous.
Episode...
The Big 7-0, episode 70.
Episode 70.
Milestone episode, would you consider? No, 75 would be a milestone.
75 is a milestone.
70 still a lot though.
No, yeah, man. We've entered a new numeric?
Yeah. A new decade, I guess.
Yeah.
We're in the '70s now.
Now we're 70. Holy shit. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I'm proud, man. Dab it up for that one.
Yeah.
You already know how we do it, man. Welcome back to another episode of
Knicks Anonymous again.
One more time. Can never get too much of it, man. For those of you that are new, I'm LJ.
Stevie in the building.
You already know how we do, man. Shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family, as we always do. Stevie, for the people that are new. See, I'm rhyming out here. Give them the social media.
Ah, sure. I was wondering where you were going with that. I was like, okay. I was like, this is a new part of the show, but apparently it's not. Follow us at Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. You can also find us on Twitter. Anonymous Knicks, because Knicks Anonymous was apparently taken. I mean, we're still Knicks Anonymous, just on Twitter we're Anonymous Knicks.
Fun fact, I did hit him up to like just for so he could change it. That account hasn't been used since like 2015.
Okay, well, just so y'all know, again, Anonymous Knicks on Twitter. You could also find us on platforms such as Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Breaker. Or you could simply just Google Knicks Anonymous and you will find us.
It's just as easy. It's really, really easy nowadays, man. Just Google. Google everything. Google has everything, right?
Pretty much.
What's that new ad? There's no place like Chrome.
Has all our information, you know? Yeah.
Something like, you already know. But let's get into this information. There's a lot of good information this week. Let me tell you. We got rumors. We got games. We have a lot of shit. Let's go. And how you want to start it off?
And the cool thing is they're legit rumors because it's a Woj bomb.
Whoa.
And, you know, Woj bombs are usually legit.
Drop a bomb on them, Woj.
And apparently we could officially start the Donovan Mitchell rumor trade.
Officially.
Yeah, we could officially start the rumors. Apparently.
This came out. Okay, let's date this. Came out today, right?
Yeah,
so today is July 12th. You'll be hearing this tomorrow, so it'll be July 13th. So this came out July 12th from Woj himself.
Yep.
I'm still rhyming. That's crazy.
Yeah, it happens. Apparently, he's officially on the block, and the Knicks are trying to put together an offer.
Well, it didn't say that the Knicks aren't trying. It said if anybody was to make a move, it would be the Knicks because they have the assets and, like, you know, things to do it. Like, they're not doing it. Or at least we don't know where they're doing it. But it's speculation that whoever's going to do it would be us.
Yeah. We're looking... From what I gather from this, the Knicks will be looking into this and making offers on the low to see what entices the Utah Jazz and what could potentially get them over here.
So what's too high? Obviously RJ.
And a crap load of draft picks is pretty high. I mean, we're going to end up giving up draft picks regardless, but a crap load amount, like, you know.
What are you willing to give up?
I don't know, honestly. I guess, you know, you'd have to throw Randall in there, a young piece or two, some picks.
So that young piece, that would... Obviously, it's most likely not Grimes. It's not Deuce. probably going to either be Quickly or Toppin.
It's going to be, bro, look at it this way.
Or both, you said.
We're going to lose somebody we don't want to lose should this happen.
It's going to be sad.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know who it's going to be. So, you know, Knicks fans, be prepared for that if this happens. We're going to lose somebody that we want to keep. But, you know, let's see where this goes. You know, just because we're rumored to be looking into this doesn't mean we're going to get him. I personally don't think we're going to get him. I think the Heat are the favorite to probably get him.
Yes.
Just like they're the favorite to me to get KD.
And he might actually just stay.
Yeah, he might stay. His contract's still, you know, he's there for a while.
He might just stay. Because we would have to take on that contract. Everyone forgets about that.
Ooh, we're not the only one looking into him, though. Heat, like I said, probably be looking into him. Who else?
So I guess overall, what if
the Nets look into him?
Oh shit!
You know, KD for Donovan Mitchell package.
KD and Kyrie.
I'm just saying. You know.
So yeah, we're not.
I don't think KD would be happy in Utah, but
you know, it could have just been hyped around the Knicks because there's always Donovan Mitchell's name has been connected to the Knicks since like the start of like this year, like this entire year. It's been nothing about Donovan Mitchell and Knicks. So I'm guessing what is an analytics job to do? It's to stir up, get clicks. You know what I mean? It could easily be one of those.
Well, this is different though. It's a Woj bomb.
It is a Woj bomb.
It's not like Stephen A. Smith or these fools said.
But Woj said Donovan
is a reliable source.
But Woj said that Donovan Mitchell is open for, he could be open for something. Some other guy tweeted that the Knicks are most likely the team to actually go for him. So Woj didn't say the Knicks part.
All I got out of this is the Knicks are trying to put together a package. And just because they're putting together a package doesn't mean they're going to accept the package. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty hopeful that we have a competent president, shout out to Leon Rose, that won't get hosed like we used to get hosed. And he won't take a crap deal. I'll put it that way. He won't take a deal where he gives away too much. I think Leon Rose is competent.
I mean, if we look at his patterns right now, it's all been safe, you know, safe moves. He hasn't really done anything with high risk, high reward kind of thing. Everything he's done so far has been calculated and, you know, like low risk, high reward kind of thing.
Yeah, if anything, Leon Rose is going to try to lowball them, like to start off offers. Like, yeah, here's what I'm offering.
Evan Fournier.
You know what I mean? Yeah, then like he'll try to, the way I see it is he'll do stuff like that. Here, we'll give you Evan Fournier.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
This is how I see it. He'll probably be like, here, just as an example, hypothetically speaking, I'm Leon Rose. I call the Jazz. Hey, I want Donovan Mitchell. How does Evan Fournier sound? Nah, of course they're going to say no. We're going to want way more than that. And then that's when you say, okay, what else do you want? You go from there.
Yeah, we start off with Fournier. We don't start
or whoever, off. Or Randall, or whoever you want to put the package together, whatever.
You know what? I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll start off with Randall and then add Fournier right after. Like, after they say no, okay, how about Fournier? Now you have Randall and Fournier. They say no again. I'm like, okay, what about Quickly?
Yeah, you know, go from there. But point being, I guess I'm on, don't take this personally. I'm on wait and see mode for now.
Me personally,
I don't know where we're gonna go with this.
Me personally, I say we just stay put and just chillax.
You know what I mean? He's not the know all end all of acquisitions. You know what I mean?
Because we have how long is that contract still? 4 years? 4 or 5 years?
I believe so. I think he has 4 years left. Something around that area. It's a long contract. It'll be the same length as Brunson's contract.
But more expensive. Because we'd have to match.
Brunson and Mitchell would be a pretty good backcourt, though. I'm just saying.
That would be dope.
That'd be a pretty goddamn good backcourt.
But I don't know. My language. I say... Oh, no. I've said worse, man. Don't even worry about it, bro.
I'm in a clean mood today.
Okay. I'm not. Listen. This... I think we stay. I think we keep everybody. Let us know.
Well, something's going to happen, dude.
Let us know in the chat.
Something's going to happen.
Let us know in the comments.
It doesn't mean the Donovan Mitchell thing's going to happen. Something's going to happen. We're not done. I don't think the Knicks are done making moves. We have a lot of picks.
I mean, so far, we have an
abundance of players. You know what I mean? Something's going to happen.
It's all been bullseye towards Donovan Mitchell. So if anything's going to happen, it's most likely going to be that. You know,
I think Leon Rose has plan A, B, and C. I don't think he's just zeroed in on one thing. At least that's just my opinion on things, at least.
Yeah, I've kind of, Honestly, that's really with the rumors, honestly. It was just the Woj bomb.
Yeah,
exactly.
It wasn't that much to it. Yeah, speculating right now.
Nothing too serious, honestly. I mean, serious, but not serious.
What would y'all offer for him?
Ooh, yeah.
Would y'all even offer anything for him?
That's true.
How about that?
Let us know in the comments. How about that? How about that, Next Anonymous family? You do the work.
Yeah. We're just here to talk about it.
Okay. Speaking of questions, though. Right. I posted on Instagram that you can follow us at Knicks Anonymous. Some polls, or not a poll. I had asked, what have you guys thought of the Summer League? Stevie, you have also participated in such poll.
I did. I sure did. And I enjoyed it.
Do you enjoy it?
You people should participate as well.
I think more people. So shout out to the people that did participate.
We want more.
But we want more. That's indeed. So, okay. So, first I asked.
We're interactive.
Yeah, that's a fact. We are interactive.
Very interactive.
And you guys like the posts. Like, the posts that you guys like the most are, like, the ones that you could, like, vote and, like, comment. So go ahead, bro. Go wild.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate that, too. Like, I'm humbled that y'all take your time. Take the time out of your day to do that.
That's a fact. And shout out to everybody who DMs us, too.
Yeah, I like talking with y'all. Y'all got good takes on things.
Mad convos, OD. And shout out to the memers out there too. We got a couple of cool meme pages out there.
Yeah, some funny guys and girls.
That's a fact. Okay, so I had asked what you guys have thought so far within these two. Well, when I posted the first poll, it was before the Trailblazers game. So I guess it just goes for overall. So we'll just start with this one. It says that Tibbs needs to incorporate the young squad into this season. Matt Rod, 711, you already know.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Good looking with I think all Knicks fans agree with that.
Yeah.
There's no argument there.
And there's kind of no choice. We're clean. We wipe the floor with all our old guys.
Mostly, we still have some left.
Mostly.
I'm not saying it like that. Like, I want to get clean. No, out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
wipe the floor.
There's one left. That's not what I mean.
We're coming for you, brother.
It's not what I mean, but, you know, judging by the moves we're making, that seems to be the direction we're going.
We're coming for you, brother. Who's the last one? Who is it? D-Rose?
D-Rose. Randall's considered a vet because it's like his ninth year. 48, too.
Interesting. Okay. But the most important thing is we got rid of Alec Burks. Well, not most importantly, but he was the point guard.
He's going to kill Detroit. Watch.
He probably will be. He probably will.
He's gonna kill. He's backing up Ivy and Kay Cunningham. Wow, he's gonna have a pretty
yeah. He's gonna have a pretty good one.
Mr. Dependable is gonna be pretty dependable for Detroit.
Mr. Dependable is gonna be very dependable. Yo, shout out to that nickname, by the way. Did you trademark that?
Nah, I have not yet.
Why haven't you trademarked it?
We haven't trademarked anything yet.
Joe, the name. We trademarked the name.
Yeah, we did that. But, you know, we got to do trade. That's all we really need, honestly. The name. As long as we got the name, we're good.
You already know how we do. Okay, next question. It's going to be from you, Steven.
It wasn't really a question.
It's a statement. I keep saying question. I don't know why. Statement. It says, Sims working on his ball handling is a big plus.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude. Like, I don't see that as a necessity for him, honestly. I like what he brings to the table already, even though he does need some work. But the fact that he's trying to develop that and coaching staff is, I guess, okay with it because he's doing it in the summer league often.
And he's very good at it.
Well, he needs work. He turns the ball over a lot. But like I said, considering they're giving him the shot to work on it, I'm curious to see where it goes.
Yeah, man. My boy caught the ball, turned face.
Yeah.
Triple threat. Did a jab step.
I liked watching him grab the rebound and bring the ball up. I saw that. I was like, really? Oh, okay. Needs work, but I like this.
He plays very aggressive.
I like the work.
He plays very, very aggressive. Last but not least. Ooh. Okay, that Grimes is ready to start.
We'll get into that a little later.
We'll get into that right now.
Actually, we're going to get into it right now?
Right now.
Oh, my bad. Okay, this a little is later time. Is now.
A little later is right now. So, okay. So we started, well, we didn't start it. We've been doing this for a while on the Instagram, the yay or nay thing. So I feel like we should kind of start it as like an actual segment. So fuck it, we're just going to go for it. So yay or nay, should Grimes start this year at the two?
Better start, because my hot take was he was going to start. That would mean I'm right. I know my shit, and I get some more credibility as a sports journalist.
You get the well,
per se journalist.
That's true. That's actually very true. No,
we're not journalists. We don't write. Sportscaster. That's what I am. We're sports casters.
Yeah, we're casters. We're very accurate casters. It's funny because this is like the reason we actually made the show, to bring facts.
Yeah.
And I feel like within these 70 episodes, we've been spitting facts. Yeah, we've been wrong about a lot of things.
We've been wrong about a lot of things, dude. No lie. I think we've been more wrong than right. But the cool thing about it is we're willing to admit it. And you know.
Bing bong.
That's how you learn.
Bing bong.
And that's how you come up with hot takes like the one I came out with. Grimes will start in the beginning of the year.
And I'm going to have to yay on that one as well. Luigi the Wanderer. That's a great name.
Shout out to you, Luigi.
Yes. Grimes is indeed ready to start. I believe so. And here's why.
Getting
into the Summer League games. I believe Grimes has dropped 24 buckets or 24 points all three games.
Yeah, he's averaging. I'll give you a stat line. He's averaging 24, 4 boards, 4 assists, shooting 46% from the field, 33% from three. He could up that. That's not bad, but he could up that.
Some would say Summer averaging, League is too easy.
Averaging almost 2 steals a game. So yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Some would also say, myself. It's too easy.
I mean, bro, he has to show that he's ready.
He looks
ready. And by doing so, he has to dominate.
Oh, he's dominating, all right. He looks game ready. Hashtag flamethrower. I'm starting it.
Yeah, he's playing good defense, too. He's hustling. He's driving to the basket. He looks good.
And the first game to point out the most with Grimes is that he didn't shoot well, but he still was able to rack up 24 points.
That's right.
So that means he's able to get his buckets elsewhere when he's not shooting well.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So... He's a two-way? Is that a two-way player?
Yep.
Two-way player. Grimes is a great two-way player. His defense is good. It's not the greatest. It's good.
His driving to the basket skills are kind of underrated.
He's very shifty. He's very crafty. He's
very underrated.
Very acrobatic. I like it.
I love it, personally.
I'm loving it as well. I can't even lie. I really was. Not that I wasn't expecting this, but like the way he's doing it is kind of unexpected. It looked like he's been doing it forever.
I won't say unexpected. I think we kind of saw this coming. It would have been unexpected if he didn't show up and didn't play well. Like, really? You know what I mean? Because think about it. He's had big game. He's had real game experience, you know? I mean.
That's true.
I think in one of his first one or two games, he dropped 27. It was either his first or second game, he dropped 27. And
some, yeah, so he did it very early.
So he has real time experience. You know, I expected him to dominate. To be honest with you, this is just the beginning.
And dominate is what he is doing.
This is just the beginning. I want to see how he does in training camp. That's what I'm waiting for. Well, big shout out to Quinn Grimes, man. Prove me right.
Prove
me right.
Prove that Knicks Anonymous speaks facts.
Prove me right. I need some credibility. Quinn Grimes could bring me credibility if he becomes the starter.
Oh man, I'm looking at nothing but Donovan Mitchell trades. Jesus, our Instagram is lighting up.
Really?
Yeah, nothing but Mitchell everywhere.
The Woj bombs. I'm telling you, Woj bombs are legit. Now we gotta wait for what Shams has to say, what Ian Begley has to say. I think it's all the process.
Yeah. So okay, so real quick, so going through these games real quick, just to sprinkle it in. The first game. Very fun to watch.
Yeah, that Farron Hunt kid did pretty good.
Farron Hunt.
He was pretty entertaining to watch.
That windmill he did off the break.
I was loving it.
Yo, my boy Hunt.
17 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 7 steals, 8 of 12 from the field. Where did he come from? I'm not sure, honestly. I totally forgot. It's a good question. We'll look into that.
Yeah.
I know we signed him at the end of the season. That I remember. We signed him like towards the end of the season. Like he was on the regular roster. He got minutes. Not a lot of minutes, but he got a few minutes. But I think it's safe to say he's gunning for a spot. And he's gunning hard.
Oh, he's gunning super hard. He's going apeshit right now. I mean, he is balling like no tomorrow.
Well, the last two games against Portland and against Chicago, he was kind of quiet, but he didn't do bad. He didn't do bad. He played, you know, he played defense.
His play style is like very offensive.
Yeah,
he's a real like offensive threat from the outside and inside. I guess you can, like, I'm not saying he is KD, but the play style is comparison to Kevin Durant.
I guess. Still a raw guy, you know, he's been around. But I hope he keeps this tenacity up. You know, if he really wants it, I hope he gets it.
I mean, yeah.
I could only root for him. Root for the guy, so honestly.
If he did make the roster, would he be taking Reddish's spot?
I guess it would depend on what happens with whatever move we decide to make. Whether it be the Mitchell move or whatever move. Because I know a move's coming. Whether it's Donovan Mitchell or not, I don't know. But we are making a trade because we have an abundance of players. Somebody's going, some picks are going. And we're bringing in some... We're either bringing in Mitchell or we're bringing in more assets and cash.
For somebody that we just don't know yet because Leon Rose is the GOAT.
Exactly.
I agree. I could get behind that one.
So let's see.
That's pretty cool.
Let's wait and see with that. Like, as far as like the
roles. You gotta love it. Nick's
the
roles
would be if Hunt or somebody from the Summer League team cracked the roster we didn't expect. But let's see what happens.
Let's see, man. You gotta love it. You gotta love the energy right now. This is a very good start. No, you gotta start somewhere. You gotta put the right foot forward. I feel like these young guys are really putting their... I feel like everybody. Like, not even, like, even Deuce. Deuce McBride's killing. Yeah. Sims is fucking going ape shit.
First of all, we're 2-1. We lost against Portland yesterday.
That
kinda,
was BS.
We kind of came out flat. I say I saw fatigue there. Not to make excuses, but I saw some fatigue there.
The energy just definitely wasn't there in the fourth quarter. Like, completely not there.
Dude, it was bad, though. We had a 23-13 lead, and after that, they outscored us 75-54. It was bad. It was bad. I mean, it wasn't terrible, like, concerning, like, oh, my God, the world's going to fall, but it was a bad loss.
It was bad. It was definitely bad, especially what we did to the other two teams.
Yeah, we blew those guys out. We beat the Warriors 101-88. Not a blowout, but a good win.
No, we blew out the Bulls.
Yeah, we blew them out. That was an ass whooping. 101-69.
Ass whooping.
Yes.
In that game, I have witnessed Jericho Sims dribbling way more in that specific game. He was doing a lot of stuff at free throw line.
Is that why you asked the question?
What?
We answered the question earlier. Jericho Sims. Actually, no, that wasn't the question. That was my statement.
That was the statement. Yeah, my bad.
Sorry.
No,
continue.
There's something with Jericho Sims that I'm going to get into later on.
My bad.
But yeah, to get back to your thing, yeah, it's definitely a plus. But
he turned the ball over a lot.
He does, but the fact he's a lot of matchups, he's going to have a lot of problems. A lot of people guarding him, a lot of centers in the league right now are going to have problems trying to match up with him.
Why you say that?
Because he's very mobile. He's very athletic. He'd be jumping out the gym like no one, you know, like he's wearing fucking moon shoes.
I love the fact that he's strong, dude. Like, he's, for a dude like that, usually when big guys come out of college, they're a little frail.
He's Ock.
Yeah, he came in like with a pro body, with a baby, like I always say, a 5-year-old's face in a pro's body.
Not the Toys R Us, the Toy Story.
Yeah.
The baby with the buff body.
Yeah. Like
Sims.
You're not moving that guy, so he has that advantage. You know, the strength. His strength is what helps him because he's still raw. Let's not get it twisted. I mean, as far as his numbers go in the summer league, he didn't do too bad. He averaged 11 points, 10 boards, 2 assists, 75% from the field. But he got to up those free throws, bro. He only shot 27%.
Yeah, he's gonna get fouled a lot with his aggressiveness,
and he will get fouled more if he cracks the roster and gets minutes. He'll get fouled more shooting the free throws like that. They'll gun for him.
The fact that he catches the ball and his first instinct is to automatically face.
That's great.
Like, to face the basket.
That's great. I love
that kind of mindset right there. Is just so amazing to have at like such a young age. You know what I mean? He has the tenacity to want to just attack, and he knows he can attack because of his size, and he's very quick with it. I seen him catch face. Jab step, one dribble spin move, hook shot.
Yeah, he has the potential, man. He just has to work at it. And tell me you didn't notice this. He only averaged one block a game, which isn't bad. I'll take one block from Jericho Sims, one a game off the bench. But he was a presence.
He altered
so many shots.
You won't see that on the stats.
And yes, I'm saying. He altered so many shots and changed... It looked like dudes, like, when they drove, they had the intent to drive and lay it up. When he showed up, not going to say he intimidated them. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But he made them change course and pass out.
What would have probably been
an easy shot. So, yeah, he's a defensive presence.
I agree. He definitely makes you second guess on those. He makes you choose. You know what I mean? You know, lob it. You know, shoot it. It scares you. You know what I mean? Because he could jump out, bro. I think someone took a picture of him on a dunk on one of the Bulls games, and he was dead looking eye to eye with the rim.
Yeah, he got hops, bro. Like jump his IG moniker Jumpman Sims fits him.
Yeah. When I saw that as his Instagram name, I actually started like IRL laughing.
Yeah, bro. He lives up to it. Like,
shout out to Sims, man. I'm not gonna lie. I knew Sims was gonna do good, but I didn't think he was gonna do this good.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting the way he dribbles, spin moves, skill set.
Yeah, the way he's playing right now is completely different Sims. To be honest,
keep working on that, man. I want to see more of that.
That's a fact.
I want to see more of that.
So okay, wait. So while we're on Sims, right? Let me make sure we're still on topic here, because we know we like to rant and go off course here. It's what we do at this point. We should get paid for it. Do you agree? Man.
I can't wait till we do. Somehow, some way, it'll happen.
Merch coming soon. We say that. We've been saying that for like the last 15 episodes.
You've been saying that for a while.
You already know how we do, man. You already know how we do. Okay. So on Sims, right? I said that we could get rid of Randle, let Obi start, and have Sims come off the bench as a 4 and use him at the 5 when needed.
That's what Eddie said he wanted.
Do you agree or do you disagree?
The only reason I disagree is he's a natural center and not a 4. But it doesn't mean he can't make the adjustment. So, you know, I guess I'm 50-50.
Because the way I'm seeing him play, that he definitely has 4 potential.
You think so?
The way he puts the ball on the floor. You know what I mean?
His problem is he can't shoot, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what would keep him at the 5 as well. So he's definitely a natural 5. So it would be an adjustment for him. Defensively, I think he'd be fine.
I actually put a poll up. That same question, I put a poll up. 75% people out of 16 voters.
Shout out to all 16 of y'all.
Shout out to all 16. And if you want to vote, follow us on Knicks Anonymous or on Twitter. We also put polls on Twitter as well, but it's Anonymous Knicks on Twitter.
Yep.
Out of 16 voters, 75% agreed that we should do that. That we should get rid of Randle.
Start Obi. Have
Sims back up to 4. And 25% disagree.
I'm in the middle there. I can't say I agree or disagree. I'm in the middle. Because like I said, he's a natural 5. He would have to, you know, develop into some 4 skills. But defensively, I think defensively he'd be cool. It would just be in the offensive end. It'd be the adjustment. Because like I said, he can't shoot. He would have to work on that. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. And I kind of agree. On that opinion, I agree and disagree. Because I disagree, because I think he could do it. Even with those disadvantages, I feel like he could still do it.
He can't do it. I never said that. Like, oh my, he's done. It's impossible. No, like, it could be done. But it might be an adjustment. You know, it might be an adjustment period. That's all I'm saying. You know, mistakes will probably be made.
I'll give him like one more year.
We'll see.
If he plays like this if he plays, why wouldn't he crack the roster?
I think he's cracking the roster, bro. He's getting minutes. I think him and Hartstein are gonna share minutes off the bench.
I would love that. Absolutely, that's a great choice. Like have him situational. You know what I mean, or something like that. You know what I mean, or have them both at the same time. Jesus Christ!
Imagine having all 3 of them.
It's Twin Towers. Or plus one.
The Twin Towers plus one.
The Twin Towers plus one. That's crazy. That's OD nuts.
That'd be a slow front line. They'd pop people.
Super effective.
Maybe. You'd have a hard time driving inside.
Imagine
Mitch would have to be the 3.
Mitchell Robinson, Jericho Sims
would be the 4, and Hartenstein would be the 5. That'd be OD.
That's going to be what the Timberwolves are going to be looking like.
Yeah, but Towns is actually, you know what I mean? He's a little, he can pull that off. Towns can pull that off.
Come to the Knicks, Towns. No, you want to.
Tell you, I would much rather trade for him than Mitchell, man. He makes way more sense. It's
definitely not going to happen.
But that's just my opinion. Yeah, he's there. He's there for the long haul. He's a Timberwolf for life.
Ooh, for life.
Yeah, for life.
For lifers. You already know. Okay, so another person that we want to talk about actually coming out of the summer league is Ferron Hunt. We kind of brushed up on him a little bit. We have started something new on the Instagram story, which you can find at Knicks Anonymous. The Knicks Anonymous grade. So we asked you guys, how would you grade Ferron Hunt's performance so far, going from A+ all the way down to, I believe, D+. More than half of you said B+, and the other half kind of said A+. How would you rate him?
I'm in the B+ range because, like, the first game was like a real like eye opener. The other two, he was okay, but he wasn't as effective as he was in the first game.
I'm also in the B+ range for sure, cause that Warriors game, bro. Cause at first I was joking, like, you know, like, oh shit, like, he's, this kid's actually pretty nice. Like, not to actually, like, I was just like, okay. And he just violated. He came out violated. He violated in the Bulls game, kind of. I don't know if he did too much in that game. But he shows up. He's a presence, regardless. You know what I mean? Ferron Hunt is a presence. I like the kid. He's aggressive. I feel like he should crack the roster somehow. I don't know how they would work that one out. But whatever they got to do to get him on that court come when we play October.
Yeah. He has a shot. He has a shot if he keeps it up. You know,
And he's 24.
If he keeps B+ing it, he's he has old. A shot.
Not to say he's old, but he's old. He's 24.
Yeah, NBA. Nah, in NBA years, that's middle aged. In today's NBA.
So he's already seasoned a little bit. You know what I mean? He has he has to have his experience. I think he played overseas, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he was injured.
Yeah, look into Ferron Hunt. We're gonna do some research on
Michael
that
Porter,
guy.
Like a Michael Porter Jr. story. Because, you know, Michael Porter didn't play he didn't play in college, right?
Yeah, that's because he was hurt, though. He was back. We could have drafted him, but I don't blame the Knicks for not drafting him. And
of course, they got a lot of shit for that.
Yeah, we took Knox, and he's not here.
And Porter Jr.'s eating.
Yeah, I guess. You know, yeah, he is. He got paid. They gave him a contract, I think.
I don't know if they maxed him, but it was
pretty, they didn't max him, but they gave him a pretty decent contract.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good indeed.
But yeah, Ferron Hunt, he has a shot. I don't think he'll definitely make the G League, but I don't think he'll crack the main roster. But like I said, if he keeps B+ing it, he may have a chance.
This is good to see as a Knicks fan, man, to see that we have so much, you know, depth and future.
Yeah.
And, like, you options.
You have a good G League squad.
So I guess moving forward, right? What are you hoping to see, I guess, for the future for the Knicks right now with the rumor trades, with the way Grimes is playing, Sims is playing? What do you see for, like, the future?
Well, I can't speak on the rumors or what may happen, so I'll stay away from that for now. I mean, it'd be cool to get Mitchell, depending on what we give up to get him. If we give up too much, then it won't be cool.
I agree.
But as far as what we have, as I said, I want Grimes starting. You want Grimes starting. A lot of Knicks Nation wants Grimes starting. I think it'll happen. Our last game is against Orlando this Thursday, I believe. And I think he should go off.
I think he should go off as well.
I think we should unleash him.
Dirty?
Yeah. I'll take another 24. Or even if he doesn't score 24, if he scores less than 24, give me some good defense. I'll take it.
And some assists.
But point being, I want to see him starting. I think he should be the opening day shooting guard. Him and Jalen Brunson would be a pretty interesting backcourt. One's a better defender than the other. And Brunson, control the tempo. It'd be fun to watch.
So where do you see Deuce in all this?
Him and Quickly are the backups. Backup point guard, backup
shooting
guard.
So Deuce is going to get his shine this year, which he's going to get the PT.
Deuce will finally get his PT this year.
That's good. I'm very happy to hear that. So I guess everybody's worries right now is not so much as the players, but how Tibbs is going to handle everything. Because I think everybody has like kind of PTSD.
Well, remember, like I said, they're still not done making moves. We don't know what move's going to happen, but something will happen.
Something, so do you believe...
Something's going down.
Do you believe Tibbs will learn and, you know, learn to give rookies trust and young guys trust?
He has no choice.
Lily has no choice. I mean, he still has his safety blanket, Julius Randle. Everyone loves to say that's a safety blanket. But I believe Tibbs will come back a changed man and spread the offense out. You know what I mean?
He'll do the right thing.
We've come to the conclusion that Randle is not that guy. I think we've all come to that conclusion. Thibodeau is a very smart individual. Coach of the year. You don't get that by being someone that's not smart at the game. You know what I mean? Anybody gets that. So I believe Thibodeau will do what must be done to win.
I agree.
And with that being said, that kind of ends the episode. This is kind of a short episode.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Kind of ends the episode.
Everything pretty quick.
Covered everything pretty fast. Just to summarize everything. How would you rate the performance of the Summer League right now from like 1 to 10?
Aside from the
10 being the highest.
It'd be a 10 if it wasn't for the loss. So
I'll say 8.
8.5.
9. No, fuck that. I'll say 9. The
performances.
I'll say 9. Fuck that. I'll take it back.
I give it an 8.5. That was a bad loss. I'll take a point and a half away. 8.5 for me.
That was a bad loss. 9. I'm really excited to see what Grimes can bring to this. First things first, let's get to Orlando first.
But yeah, unfortunately, their number one pick, what's his name? Pablo Banchero.
Yes.
He's not playing. They're going to sit him down. They say they've seen enough and they're hyped.
Okay, cool.
He's dodging us. Throwing that out there.
You think so?
Yep.
Talking shit, Stevie. Go ahead.
Let's do that.
Make a promo.
They did beat us twice last year.
Make a promo.
Nah, I ain't that serious, but they did beat us twice last year. They beat us twice last year, so we got to get them back.
How do you make a promo? How do you make a good promo? You watch wrestling.
Just watch guys like Ric Flair.
Woo!
Eddie Kingston. Especially nowadays. Watch a guy like Eddie Kingston.
What's his name? What's his name for the Magic?
Pablo Banchero. Pablo. I'm not saying, I don't know if I'm saying his name
coming
right.
Coming for you, Pablo. We're going to crush you. We're going to bang you.
The fire in your face. That shit is hilarious, bro.
I'm going to break you. I'm going to hit you with a chair.
That's funny.
Damn, man. It's all good. Honestly, off topic completely. Well, not off topic, but on topic. But like not like Summer League topic. But boy, am I ready to see RJ in action again.
I can't wait. I can't wait for the season to start. I can't wait to see what the final roster for next season will look like. Like I said, we're not done.
The Knicks right now, Leon Rose has a cauldron in front of him. Can't believe I just used that word in a sentence.
That's great.
He has a cauldron and he's stirring it up. He got the assets going in there. He got the trades going in there. He got the money going in there. He got the rumors going in there. And he's stirring that pot. He's making it nice and toasty.
Well, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Dab it up. Episode 70, sir. Shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family for always sticking with us.
Yep, yeah.
Love you guys. Next episode, we will do our best to stay on schedule every Mondays, 7 a.m., usually when we drop. If any updates may occur, Knicks Anonymous, follow us on Instagram. Why is Mike calling me nonstop? It's scaring me. Shout out to Mike. We have your best point guard. Anything to say, Stevie, to these people? These lovely, lovely people.
Nah. Until next time. And let's see what happens. Who knows? We may be talking about a blockbuster move next time. We may not. Let's see what happens.
Let's go, Knicks.